Last night, a one-year-old girl sitting in the front seat of a car in Boise, Idaho, was killed when an airbag deployed after a collision in a parking lot. This is the 32nd time a child's death has been blamed on airbags, and it's a painful reminder that airbags can be deadly to children and short adults. Last week, federal safety officials unveiled steps designed to reduce the risk of airbags, but many consumers still have questions about how safe their airbags are. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Detroit.
Last week, as it announced the new steps, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, said that in some cases it will allow car dealers to disconnect airbags if that's what owners want. That message has confused and puzzled some drivers who wonder which is the safer choice. Suburban Detroit high school teacher Jan Hackett says that having such an option is unsettling.
I was picturing myself in the dealership having to make this decision. And I thought, well, that's a pretty grisly choice to have to make. First, it presumes that there's a car crash in my future about which I have to make a decision. And then I have to choose, essentially, in a way, how do I want to die? Do I want to die from a snapped spinal cord or from my face smashed through the windshield?
Hackett stands barely 5 feet tall, and she weighs less than 100 pounds. She says right now she doesn't know how to make that kind of decision.
I don't know what kind of automobile crash I'll get into. Maybe it will be the kind where the airbag would save me.
In addition to the 32 children who have died, some 20 adults have been killed by airbags, which inflate at a rate of 200 miles per hour. Women and men with small builds are considered to be at greater risk, which adds to the confusion, since adults, unlike children, can't always get in the back seat. NHTSA says that by late next year, automakers will begin using airbags that inflate with less force. Officials say that should reduce the number of deaths. In the past month, NHTSA's auto safety hotline has received nearly 4,000 calls from people with questions about airbags, and the calls have increased since last week's announcement. Federal officials are still working on the question of just who will be eligible to have their airbag disconnected. The reaction from auto dealers to that particular proposal has not been positive.
I just look at that as something that I hope doesn't happen. I hope we don't unhook airbags.
That's Warren, Michigan car dealer Carl Galliana, whose family has dealerships in metropolitan Detroit, South Carolina, and Florida.
There's two issues here. First is a national and a local state law issue. If they tell me I can do it, I certainly can do it. But then there's a moral issue, too. I certainly don't feel comfortable unhooking passenger airbags. I think, like anything else, like any safety item, there's a possibility of it causing some damage, some deaths.
But Galliana says the safety record of airbags can't be refuted. They've saved many, many more people than they've hurt. The answer, he says, is better education. To that end, an organization called the Airbag Safety Coalition was formed earlier this year in an effort to change the behavior of people who own cars with airbags. The coalition is airing the following advertisement on radio stations around the country this weekend, hoping to reach people traveling over the Thanksgiving holiday.
Listen, it's an airbag. Pretty powerful, isn't it? Airbags come out in the blink of an eye. They have to save your life in a crash. But that force is also enough to seriously injure or kill a child or an adult sitting too close. That's why the Airbag Safety Campaign wants you to buckle everyone. Move your seat back from the airbag and buckle children correctly in back. Simple steps that help airbags save lives.
Janet Dewey, the organization's executive director, says they have to make it clear that you can protect children 100% from airbag injuries simply by putting them in the back seat.
The airbag doesn't reach out and grab a child's face, or the adult for that matter. Many times the child is thrown forward with their face inches over the dashboard because they were not buckled up or properly secured. And the same thing with the adult.
In addition to the radio spots, the Airbag Safety Coalition will have volunteers at highway rest stops in all 50 states this weekend, handing out literature and answering questions about airbags. This is Don Gagne in Detroit.